Jesus, the reproach for the Word, the divine Son of God, standing there, Emmanuel! What a reproach. Let the unbelieving sinner bind him. Spit in his face and jerk handfuls of beard out and dare him to do anything about it. The reproach for the Word. What? To fulfill the Father's Word. Oh! But remember, he must stand the reproach of death. God who cannot die!
Amen.
And the only one that could die to save a sinner.
Amen.
No one else, no second person or third person could do it.
Amen.
God himself is the only one who can do it.
Amen.
Here he was. He said, there's no man ascended up but he that ascended down.
Amen.
Even the Son of Man which now is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. They said, our fathers eat men in the wilderness.
Amen.
And they're... He said, and you say that you're the bread of life. He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
I'm the bread of life.
Amen.
I am the I am. He said, you're not 50 years old. And say that you saw Abraham. He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Oh, hallelujah.
And then the sinners bind in the denominational church, binding. You remember in the last day, this rich Laodicean church, they put him out even.
Yeah.
Of the church. You see where it's at now? Can you see why I'm crying out against that system?
Amen.
Why did Jesus let sinners bind him? It was to fulfill the word, bring a reproach to God dying. God had to die. He had to be flesh in order to die.
Amen.
And Jesus knew that. He told him about it. He said, destroy this temple. And I'll raise it up again. Not somebody else raise up, I'll raise it up.
Amen.
In 3 days, I'll bring it right back again. You destroy it, I'll raise it up.
Hallelujah.
And Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And they didn't even understand it. See? A reproach for the Word. He was. Now, scoff unto death. To raise again to eternal life. He first had to be put to death so he could raise to eternal life and bring every other human being that was in his form to eternal life that would accept it. See, he become human, become a kinsman redeemer, and had to stand the reproach of all the scoffing and all the making fun of, just like his fellow servants did before him. Like Moses, like Noah, like all the rest of them stood that scoffing. He had to stand the scoffing. Why? He had the Word. And he was the Word.
Amen.
That's the reason they scoffed him more than ever.
Sure.
He was divine.
Amen.
And the Word itself.